Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome.
And we meet you every week at the same time. That's Tuesday, and it's 6 p.m. here in Hawaii, 9 p.m.
And it's a new
in
day.
California.
And the East Coast.
And on the East Coast, it's midnight.
It's midnight, a new day. Well, I hope you had a good day today and a better day tomorrow. We've had some interesting times, challenging times. But again, it's isn't it a Chinese proverb that says that you'd be blessed to live during very challenging, opportune times? Every challenge is a great opportunity. And where one door closes, if you're on the side of truth, justice, the American way, God, then essentially everything is going to open up. And that's what I'm witnessing. I'm seeing that, and I'm very, very thankful for much of that. You know, everything that's happening is like a great blessing, really.
It is. I mean, it's just, you know, we really are defeating the beast, I see, and I think that 528 is going to overcome all eventually. That's the movement.
Yeah, well, it's about love. Just in case you haven't been in touch with us, you've got to go to healthyworldnews.com, and you'll find their registration to get our newsletters. And healthyworldnews.com has a newsletter that went out about a week and a half ago, shared with you what's happening on the front. I'd like to review some of that tonight with regard to the hostile takeover of our companies. Actually, if you want to deal with stress and you want to take a look at what stress is, it's really what we've been through tremendously. And I think it's a reflection of what the country's going through and what the world is going through and what the people on the East Coast with the storms and all sorts of earthquakes and things, natural disasters are going through, or supposedly natural disasters. And I think it's that time in history where you've got to shake it up before you settle out a new world order that is not of the global cartel that conducts genocide. It's of the Creator, who has the fundamentals of law and justice engaging everything, even we the people that don't even realize it. So it's really a wonderful time to be alive, and I'm very, very thankful. The other thing that you should do is you should sign up for that newsletter at healthyworldstore.com. Thanks to Healthy World Store, we actually go on the air every week. We are supported and sustained by everything that is sold on the Healthy World Store, and that was actually what was, for a short period of time, actually stolen from us through a hostile takeover and an illegal dissolution of the corporation. So we've been really through some trying times, and the litigation actually is just beginning. And there's a lot of criminal activity that's been ongoing, and so we're having to deal with that as well now. And it's interesting how you go through various times in process of these traumas. Just like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model that's appropriate for everything that's happening in America right now with the economy, you have to go first into denial. It's basically a psychological mechanism whereby you can't handle the truth. It's kind of like in that movie, you know, where Nicholson says, you know, you can't handle the truth. And the truth is going to be what saves us, but then again, are we ready for it? And you tend to go into this thing called denial. And I was in denial a lot over the last several years. I have something that's interesting about me. I'm very blessed in so many ways, but I'm also, interestingly enough, challenged by a inability to see the dark side in people. You know, I'm just a kind of nice guy, and I kind of go along. I assume everybody else out there is kind of like vibing to a blessed spirit and wanting to create mutual blessings. And, you know, I think that that's a positive way of being, but it's also a level of denial too. And I am feeling like I'm finally shifting out of a denial into beyond even bargaining. The next step is bargaining, you know, for like the American people realizing that Goldman Sachs runs the economy, and that the federal government of the United States is now going offshore completely. And, you know, the bargaining is that saying that, oh, well, you know, the banks will be secure. You know, I won't have to worry about that because there's a federal deposit, you know, insurance, and I'm safe on that level, you know. And then really ultimately the safety lies with your relationship with Creator exclusively. And, you know, we're born into this world alone. You're going to die in this world alone. And in between that, the only entity that is really with you is Yeshua and the Creator, you know, one and the same virtually. And that's the thing that can take you beyond the denial and the bargaining into this love and belonging level. And that, I think that that's what's really important, is getting to the 528 love. We had a really nice thing that happened yesterday, actually. Actually, we had several nice things that happened, really, really great things. We had two people yesterday that blew off their cancers, and one of them virtually came from the dead. And it was a real, really a blessed thing that we had prayed for this person, and she had used some of the products in the Healthy World store, and she had really desired to live. And that's kind of where all of us have to make that choice. You know, what is our commitment to God? What is our commitment to life? God gave us life. What are we giving back? And what are we choosing in the process? And are we really committed to life? Because it's really easy to die. I mean, people are dying everywhere all the time. And Sherry and I were just talking about before the show about there being spiritual warfare that encourages, you know, tragedy, that encourages accidents, that encourages dissonance and demonic attacks. And we've had a few of those. We actually had one yesterday too, you know, in the midst of a couple miracles happening and being elated by somebody literally who we prayed with and loved come back from the dead and decree that she is healthy and she's manifested it. And how, what a wonderful blessing to see a miracle. And that's really what Jesus was about. That's what 528 love is about. The miracle of faith is about. And the power of prayer is about, to manifest those miracles and for the restoration of health. Another thing that happened that was great yesterday is that I put up on YouTube, if you haven't seen it yet, a level one training for the Healthy World Ambassador Program. Now, you're not going to see all 3.5 hours going up on YouTube, but you will get a very good taste of what is in store for the Healthy World affiliates. One of the great things that we're witnessing also is that with the hostile takeover having been affected and then rebuked, that the ability for us to see what was blocking prosperity in all ways, the spiritual attacks, the people who were not aligned, even within our own organization, that were ultimately infiltrated by COINTELPRO agent provocateurs to take Dr. Leonard Horowitz and his work out, to degrade it, to undermine it, and basically ultimately bankrupt it. You know, that's failed. And we're very, very grateful for the blessing of sustaining us that we receive from the angels of protection. Your prayers out there very much helped, so thank you so much. But the this Healthy World training program, Healthy World Ambassadors program, has been a project I've been talking about 2 years on this program, and one thing after another has challenged us from making our progress in that direction. And so here it is, and it's very, very interesting at this very moment when, you know, we're at the peak of the attacks and the real beginning of the litigations, and including criminal complaint that we have filed, actually Sherry's filed, that I will be filing another one very shortly. And that in the midst of that, we still have the blessing of seeing our goals and magnificent dreams of having an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization, which is a Rockefeller and Rothschild front that literally pulls all the strings on the medical cartel and the pharmaceutical cartel and gives the medical deities license to kill. And they do that all the time in the name of medicine. And we're advancing with Healthy World Store and Healthy World Affiliates and Healthy World Ambassadors, the training program that would enable you to achieve a five-year doctorate in naturopathy, naturopathic medicine, and bioenergy medicine. And I think it won't have the name medicine, the degree itself. It'll have bioenergy healing or that kind of effect. But we've taken our first step, and it's just gone up on YouTube. So if you get a chance, check it out. Go on YouTube, and it's called Healthy World Ambassadors Level 1 Training. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, it's on the Dr. Leonard Horowitz channel.
So there's a lot of stuff in the news. A lot of actresses are getting arrested. We had a picture of Daryl Hannah, I think Margot Kidder. There's a $7 billion plan. It's a Keystone XL pipeline that would bring oil sands of petroleum from Canada to the Texas refineries, which would be Bush country. So this pipeline would run the oil all the way through several different states, actually. The environmentalists are, really upset because it's going to increase greenhouse gas emissions and it could have leaks and spills, but it's going to run, it's supposedly 1,700 miles long.
Wow.
It's going to run through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, all the way to Texas.
To Texas?
Yes, from Alberta.
Sounds like it's an insane plan.
Why
don't you suppress Tesla technology, free energy in your own hometown to drag this garbage all across the country? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but the tar sands in Alberta, which is in Western Canada, are considered the largest oil reserves in the world. And they considered a source of crude petroleum known as bitumen. It's just causing a lot of chaos. A lot of people are getting arrested over it, and it's an environmental issue for sure. Also, Jared Lautner's back in the news again. They're medicating him with psychotic drugs against his will, involuntarily, so they believe that's going to help him stand in court and be able to testify.
So that he was what, the lone gunman?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about what our interest is on that, Jared Lautner?
Well, our interest really, I mean, I think it was really connected to what happened with us being attacked with a Dr. Truat, who was reporting on this Lautner incident, and a lot of the same similar type of behavior that Truat actually displayed. We could see in Lautner's writing, there was some similarities in that.
Yeah, it's like the MK Ultra and I guess Project Monarch mind control. These agent provocateurs that have been attacking us exhibit a fractured personality, and you can actually see it very clearly in their writing, in emails, in their hate mails, and then their blog postings on the internet. You can see them go from a nice person or a reasonable person into a psycho. And that's interesting because Lautner was the fellow who was the guy who pulled the trigger in the Tucson massacre.
Judge John Rolls and Republican Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was the congresswoman in Arizona, they were both shot. Judge Rolls was murdered, and Gabrielle Giffords was severely brain damaged from the incident. She's actually, she's slightly recovering. I mean, she's able now to, go back to work, which is a blessing, but she's been damaged for life. I mean, and it's very obvious that she's damaged.
Yeah.
She'll never be the same again after that incident. So he's ruined lots of people's lives, but we don't believe that he was a lone gunman. It's just like the people that go on the shooting sprees in the schools and people want to blame them on two crazy kids. I mean, believe it or not, there is there's organizations within the government that have that organize these type of people. They take young people like they do in Al-Qaeda. I knew people that lived in the Middle East, and they told me stories about how they would come to the door of, if you were a poor family, they would come and knock on your door and they would recruit you. They would say, we'll take your child as they're a young child, and we'll give you $10,000 for your child. And the child would leave and go with these into Al-Qaeda camps that were actually overseen by the government, of our government, of course, is all a collaboration. But in those camps, they would learn all about the Quran, but not the Quran as it was originally written. They would learn about it in a way that was to create them to be suicide bombers. And they would say, okay, now if you do these kind of things, you blow up certain people, you're going to go to heaven. And there was a whole different kind of brainwashing that was going on.
And that's the same thing as like Truad and Company dealing with this kind of like white supremacy, racist, alleged Christianity.
They were trained when they're young.
Bible believers.
The families, what they come and say to these families is, we'll take your child. You can have another one. You're very, very poor. You have no money to feed your family. Take this $10,000. And to them, that's a fortune when they're poor. That can last them probably for life.
Yeah.
And so that's they give up their children for this, and they don't really believe they're doing something bad. They think, oh, their children are going to become a soldier.
And be, you know, it depends on the propaganda, the media, mind control propaganda that's out there. So, you know, what we've been advancing and why we've been so attacked is because we're advancing an alternative to this insanity and hypocrisy. This deadly tragedy of the way we think has been manipulated as a propaganda. You know, every one of us that grew up with the mainstream media and whose parents were likewise brainwashed and passed it on to us, the attitudes, the beliefs, the, you know, states of mind and points of view about everything from politics to, you know, foods. We are all indoctrinated in a culture that is literally falling apart right now in every way. And at the same time, there's still the remnant within power that seeks to destroy that which is destined to take the place of the old and really bring in this new world order by the grace of the Creator. And that is all about love. That is all about a fulfillment of Yeshua's ministry. The purpose, the mission was all about love. And so for us to kind of grasp this, we talked a little bit about this over the last couple shows because it was a revelation a few weeks ago about my new theory based on the book of 528. And I wanted to share what's up with that that release of my new book. But with the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and you can read about it at thebookof528.com, you can see that people who are engaged in betrayal, people who are engaged in hate, racism, dissonance, dividing people, attacking people, trying to destroy people, engaging in terrorism in numerous ways, spreading fear instead of faith. All those people are vibrating by choice to a certain frequency, a certain music. And it's in disharmony, it's in disarray, it's degenerative, it's stressful. And there's a choice that we have. We can celebrate collaboration instead of competition. We could literally celebrate this concept of communion and community, how we the people are actually holy children of the great Creator, and that we're blessed to be on the receiving end of such grace and mercy and love and outpouring of direction and protection for sustaining us through every valley that we walk that's full of evil. We're sustained and uplifted because the darkness can't touch the light. The light shines and defeats always the darkness. That's why it's ridiculous to be engaged in the Church of Satan. You've got to be a complete blithering idiot to make that choice and to engage in that. You've got to realize that your ego is so fractured. You know, what does it gain a man with all the prosperity in the world if he loses his soul? In this case, these are poor slobs, virtually, white trash, that take on the task of confusing we the people in America, that take on the task of degrading our whistleblowers and our leading activists. You've got to be completely dumbed down, mind-controlled, and you are fractured as part of a COINTELPRO mind-control operation to be engaged in what appears to be obviously so, fractured personalities. and then this concept that they're vibrating to 741. 741 is called the devil's tone in relation to love, 528. It was named that by the classical musicians. Centuries ago, they knew that if you played 741 at the same time you play 528, then you get an intense dissonant frequency of energy. In fact, you know, we had that experience this morning. A lot of people throughout the United States, actually probably the world, experienced what that was like this morning, because I did an interview at 8 o'clock Hawaii time this morning on Hay House Radio with Eldon, and he contacted me to do this interview weeks and weeks ago, and we finally did it, and he led off the show. I couldn't believe it. I've never done it in my life. Max, if you're listening out there, you know, you'll be nauseous about this. We started the show. He played all of the solfeggio frequencies simultaneously to begin the show. He began the show with the rudest combination, literally the devil's tone interval, and had all of the New Age people, and that's primarily the market for Hay House books, had all the New Age people be hit with the devil's interval with playing 741 at the same time you play 528. And he then, I didn't say a word, he then came back from a break, and then he said that somebody reported that in the chat room that this was very much like the sound of the National Emergency Broadcasting Test tone. And so then I had a chance to comment on it.
You always said that. That was 741 was just like
this. Yeah, you used to say that all the time.
I did. It's like this is a test.
It's a test. You
know, and it would have like the wiggly lines. The TV would go black, like channel 12. Remember channel 12? This is a test.
This is a test. And it makes you nauseous when you hear that sound. You get all uptight.
It's like a beep.
Yeah.
This is a test, you know. It's like it goes right into you, drills into your brain.
Now think about the folks, the military acoustic warfare research that went into determining precisely what national emergency frequency you would be hearing when they did whatever they did or had to do whatever they needed to do to alert you, to make you upset, to pay attention, to engage your focus, your consciousness, maximally in a stress and dissonant frequency. Don't believe that it was just an accident that they chose that tone. So,
yeah, really
so this morning on Hay House, which is your leading publisher for New Age authors, and you know, I have many of them are friends of mine. You know, I have been considered a quite New Agey person, and yet, you know, I've told everybody for years I don't fit anywhere. You can't, you know, fit me. I'm a square peg into any round hole. I just don't fit. And I've also said that, you know, if you've got any attachments, you bet your booties that Horowitz is going to trigger, you know, your issue one way or another. And so that's why, you know, I am both infamous and famous, depending on the people that you talk to. Some people just adore what I do, and other people just can't wait to try to harm me and damage me. But, you know, again, it's the frequency that I think really is the lesson here, that we have a choice. We have a choice to play in the scale of 741, which is A440 standard tuning, or we have a choice to play in the scale of 528 love, which is A444. Interestingly enough, if you go on the internet and you start to do research, and this is also in the book of 528. Again, I'll have to come back and tell you what's happening with that book. But in the book of 528, and you do have the opportunity to get it right now in an ebook, you'll see that there are resources and references, and you can get them also if you do a search on the internet, that A444 or the number 444 is Jesus' number. For many reasons. And so there have been people out there that have done that research well in advance of what I'm telling you now, and having well in advance of me having discovered their own research, so that I was able to think to myself, well, why is this A444 so special? How come A444 puts you in the scale where C is 528? And why is that so loving and nurturing and so relaxing? Automatically, you get a relaxation response. That was a book many years ago, Herbert Benson from Harvard Behavioral Science Department. And I had the privilege of being a student under Herbert Benson and then a graduate student who participated in his workshops. That's many years ago. I heard Joan Bersenko today as on a commercial during the Hay House broadcast. Joan Bersenko is probably one of the leading experts in this concept of psychology and behavioral science being influential on health. And she weaves in a beautiful array of spiritual blessings and teachings in her work. I knew Joan way back, Tufts University School of Dental Medicine. She actually hired me to teach dental histology in the anatomy department back in 1974, 1975 and 76. I worked in the anatomy department there teaching dental and medical students in histology. But she she's considered a New Age author, and you can see that every organization or political movement or activist movement has been infiltrated using the same techniques. The COINTELPRO, actually, just like what we're witnessing when we review and we study those who are attacking yours truly, we see that they're really incredibly stupid, or they want you to believe that they are. Parts, as I said, of what they write are very, very adequate and professional, and other makes it look like they're complete idiots and psychopaths. And they do that purposely, because that's what generates dissonance and untrustworthiness. And that untrustworthiness then makes you tune out. Nobody wants to deal with that. And that's what has happened with mainstream media, too. If you think about it, you know, you'll hear in science, you know, that some drug is excellent for heart disease, and a few months later you hear that something's horrible about it and it's causing deaths. Or you'll hear about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, for example. He's been on my radar screen the last 48 hours. He's the doctor who was well published, considered a hero in the vaccine risk awareness movement, indicating that autistic spectrum disorders in our nation's youth and our children worldwide, really, have been suffering from mercury toxicity from the vaccinations, which is true. And then all of a sudden, Rupert Murdoch and the mainstream media boys get him on the radar screen to attack and destroy his reputation. So you get the Hegelian dialectic. You get a thesis followed by the opposite, the antithesis, which breeds mass confusion, synthesis, it's called, classically, technically, and as a result, we tune out. We get overwhelmed. And that's a political ploy. That's a political ploy. So we've got to think beyond that whole concept and think about, where are our choices being made? Where are we putting our faith? Where are we putting our money? Where are we putting every bit of ounce of our energy for sustaining us, for sustaining our children, for sustaining our nation, for sustaining our community, moving forward positively instead of being engaged in this insanity? So I think that that's a very, very important question. And I think the first thing to do is obviously shut the television off. And the beauty of this time is that we've got alternatives. We've got the internet. There's a lot of very interesting work on the internet. Connection, we've talked about this in the past too, is this intuition. Inside of each of us is this gem of intelligence, of divine spark, of this ability to commune with the Most High and have that Most High communicate and develop a assignment or a plan or a manner of which we can negotiate all the challenges that we face. miracles are happening all the time, and it's a matter of connecting to that love vibration, that 528, to have the synchronicities pop one after another. You know, I don't know about you folks out there. There's a lot of people, we've talked about this before, that get signs that we're protected, that God is here, that Jesus cares and is here. You know, for yours truly, one of those signs is the number on the digital radios and on clocks where I see 1111. It's all one. We're all one. It's all okay. That's a sign for us in the modern era. You know, we deal with digital. In the ancient world, there were the natives who had nature speak to them. Native North Americans, for example, had ways of communing with nature where nature would speak to them and they would listen and they would hear. They would see, for example, a fox or two foxes, and it would mean something. I know that a single crow always meant danger. When you see two of them, it's better. When you see three of them, it's fine. But a single crow always was something to look out for around the corner, around the bend. So that's a kind of communication that indicates that God presents to everyone the opportunity to commune divinely. And I believe that that's one of the major blessings of the book of 528 and the revelations that are coming forth now, because it's not just about me being in love with Jesus that's going to create my salvation. It's not just about you being what? Whatever you are, a Muslim, a Jew, an atheist, gay, straight, black, white, whatever. Male, female, old, young. I personally don't believe that God or Jesus closes the door to anyone. And that I believe that the faith is a key. So,
So what, we have a lot to tell the world. Go ahead, finish. That was a wonderful monologue you were giving.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. Speak.
No, just I think that I'm happy to hear from you. Go ahead. What do you got?
I want you to tell everybody what you were saying.
Okay. Please. So I was just saying that I'm just like in faith. I choose to be in faith because I know the miracles work being in faith. I know as the tragedies befall us, I know that faith is this heartfelt reality. That when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, it happened because of faith. I know that when people were touched and healed by Jesus, I know that it was the faith that did that.
Mm.
And so that's, I think, you know, as I look at the news and I look at the tragedies and I look at the individual issues, like, you know, you brought up with Daryl Hannah getting arrested and the pipeline coming through. You know, there are all these, this craziness, but there's got to be something that is an anchor to the most powerful force in the universe that gives the most meaning to existence. And for me, that is my relationship with God. It's the love of Yeshua.
Well, that's the most important thing to have, is your faith. Without faith, that's when everything goes crazy in your life. In anyone's life, when they lack their faith, that's where... things just go wrong.
And it's again, we talked a little bit about this in the last couple programs about betrayal and about putting our faith into people, into governments, into financial institutions, into academic institutions. Look at where our children, I mean, you mentioned this about 45 minutes ago, about academia, educating people into ignorance, sending our children now, we do, to college.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that college doesn't really give them all the tools they need to become good people. It doesn't give them all the tools they need to understand human nature. It doesn't give them any of the tools they need to really exist as a truly caring, compassionate person. And I think that it's great to have knowledge in books. You don't need to go to college to have that. If you need discipline and you need somebody to give you the assignments, then college is a good thing for that. But I think the best experience that anybody can have is life experience. And if you didn't have to go through things in your life that brought you to different places where you opened up your eyes at an early age, I think that going to places where people have to live in poverty, where people don't have the luxury that you have in your life, going to those places and living among those people, you'll never really feel what they feel because you always know that you don't have to be there. But it'll give you an idea that how blessed you are in this world. And that's what everybody should do. If they haven't been able to experience life's tragedies, because you can't truly have passion and compassion for people if you haven't experienced life's tragedies or haven't witnessed them firsthand by people around you. And so sometimes in order for us to learn the hardest lessons in life and to wake up to the truth, we have to go through tragedies, trials, and tribulations to get to the point where we wake up, we're able to see things clearer, we're able to have more compassion for people, we're able to open up our hearts more. And that's always been something that I thought was really important. And it's not something they can teach you in college. So I respect people that grew up out of harsh circumstances and overcame them and did great things, managed to just be an example to others, saying, you know, I came out of this hell, but now look at me. I can actually be an inspiration to others and help them by just confirming with them that they have the strength within them. The strength is there. That's the issue, too, that we don't realize how strong we are.
Tell a lot of the audience what you did today. That you met that woman on the corner whose boyfriend just dumped her to get married. That was a very interesting interchange between you and her.
I gave her a hug.
Yeah, but what led to that?
Well, explain to her that, you know, when one door closes, another door opens, and that, you know, she was worthy of anything that she wanted in her life. And, you know, we're not living really for ourselves. God has a path, makes the choices for us, really. I mean, we're giving maybe certain choices, but really, God knows what choice we're going to make.
And there's a personal will and God's will, and if you align your personal will and choices to God's will and choice, then that's when you're in the flow.
Exactly. And I believe that that's what happened with her. I think that she's going to find somebody that's going to love her and appreciate her for who she is. And
folks, this was a stranger that we met in 2 minutes. Sherry and this girl were hugging. It's like they were, and she was saying thank you so much because she was crying when we first met her. She was just really upset, and after Sherry touched her soul with the truth, which was when one door closes, another one opens.
And it's the truth. I mean, we've all had our hearts broken, whether it's by, you know, a significant other or a family member or somebody in our life. We've all been had our hearts broken. So we know what that pain feels like, and it's not a pleasant feeling, but we also know that we will survive, that it feels bad now, but we will survive, and there's a reason for it. There's a reason why it's happening. There's a reason for a divine plan.
Okay,
to play
so now tell the audience, what do you think is the divine plan and the reason that the Book of 528 is being virtually confiscated and stuck in a warehouse instead of being distributed to people?
Well, what is the meaning of the whole 528 revolution? What does it stand for? It stands for peace. It stands for love. It stands for oneness and compassion for each other and loving each other as your brothers and sisters. I mean, it really is a very beautiful, has a very beautiful meaning, 528. And so,
and extremely powerful, because what you get is the mathematics and the physics, the real solid science that shows you this is the way of the universe.
Exactly.
And to do anything but this, you've got to be a complete fool.
Exactly. And so that's a threat to people out in the world that are the globalists that want the war so they can create more money and power for themselves, create their depopulation plan to play out. And this is all against everything that they're about. And then you have people that work literally for the Church of Satan and the Church of Set that are sent out to attack people that are doing good in the world, that are spreading the message of peace and love. Because even if you don't understand the math and you just bias to us or you or whoever, it's all the message of 528. What does it stand for? It stands for peace and love. So anybody can understand that that's a positive message. It's not a message to say you need to change this, or you need to join some religion, or you need to believe in this. No, it doesn't say that at all. It says, basically, peace and love. There's nothing more. And that's all the world is really about love, isn't it? That's what we all are as beings.
It's a choice. But it is for those who are vibing to 5, 2, and 8.
And
not,
that's
not 7,
the
4,
issue.
1.
If they're vibing to 7, 4, 1, they're not going to, they're going to be opposed to everything that has to do with 528. It's the opposite.
And I noticed that those people are really fractured. Those people who are engaging 741 in dissonance. It's kind of like, you know, warning. By playing modern music, A440 standard tuning, and you're vibing, you know, in that scale that plays in that devil's tone, 741, you are literally setting yourself up to be fractured, mentally retarded, spiritually suppressed.
But some people don't know anything other than that. They don't have an idea that there's another way of life. And you also talked about that the book, the psychological book that told you about people that when they felt good for some, was pain for others.
That's the behavioral science research of Burgess and Ressler and Douglas, FBI, top behavioral scientists that studied serial killers, organized serial killers, very smart people, but deranged completely. They were abused as children. They were engaged as victims of pedophilia and sex mischief, and they became what is the opposite to a loving, worthy human being. They became an organized serial killer that gained pleasure where everybody else would normally feel horror and pain.
You know, I mean, and there's such a large part of me that feels so sorry for those people that they can never feel love. They're numb. It's like being numb, having a limb that's numb that you can't feel anything on. Or, you know, it's numb in your heart.
It's a shallow, shallowness of beingness. It's kind of like exactly what the Bible says. What does it benefit a man to gain the wealth of the world and lose his soul? They lost their souls. They're fractured. They're engaged in a level of consciousness that's missing the grandeur of faith and love and godliness and direction and synchronicity and living life as a miracle, day in and day out, moment to moment. That's what they have to give up.
Yeah, and it almost feels like it's not. They're not human, though. I mean,
yes.
there's a huge part, and I believe me, as a journalist, I don't even like to comment on the reptilians and the aliens, because I definitely believe they're all out there. It's very possible. But as long as I haven't met one and I haven't witnessed any encounter with anybody personally that I have a close relationship with that had an encounter with one, I can't tell you that they exist. But I'm hearing more and more from people who said that they've witnessed them. So who knows? It's a possibility. So it's also a possibility that these people are what they point the fingers at others and say they are. Maybe these are reptilians, and it's hard to believe. I mean, what is a reptile? Reptile is cold-blooded, right?
Cold-blooded.
But you know what's really strange? People have a real weird perception of reptiles, is because even in the reptile world, there's affection. I had a friend that
had
see that
picture of a snake?
Yeah, I have a friend. He's a very good friend of mine. His name is Charles, and he has a snake, has a python. It's about, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 feet long.
Wow.
Beautiful. You've met Sylvia the snake. And he used to sleep with Sylvia. I mean, I've slept next to Sylvia. She's beautiful, and she was friendly. She was friendly. I've never seen her.
In that picture that recently, there was a big snake.
Sitting next to a rat or something, a gerbil, right?
Yeah, next to a gerbil, which the snake would usually like totally devour it.
Yeah, I'm going to put that film up on it's a little documentary. I'm going to put that up on 528 Records.
Yeah.
Because it really is about love. It's a love in the animal kingdom. And you can see that the creatures, God's creatures, they can hang out together. I mean, lions and lambs and snakes and gerbils and tigers
and monkeys.
I mean, it's amazing to see how they can coexist and love each other.
Yeah.
And we as humans have an issue getting along.
Yeah. Even within our own families. Can you imagine that?
And then we go and we hurt those animals. Can you imagine?
Right.
That's the saddest part of it, because there is an evolution in them that we haven't come to. And as long as people don't come to the realization that just because they're a different species than us, it doesn't mean that they're any less have the ability to be affectionate or caring about their
families. Or have families and
exactly.
have babies and have
and love,
a real life.
And love and express love.
Yeah, right. You know, on Hay House this morning, we were talking briefly about the dolphins and Michael Hyson's work. He's a researcher, a dolphin researcher here in Hawaii, who's an old acquaintance of mine. And he did some work with my book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, contributed a very nice chapter, a beautiful chapter on the power of the dolphins to sense acoustics and energy through sonic and sonar, and they can diagnose the illnesses in our children. If you take an autistic child in with the dolphins, they sonically vibrate their bodies, and that they get the signals as to what's going on neurologically within their bodies, and then they send out another frequency of vibration to heal. And they don't charge a visiting fee or a diagnosis fee or a treatment fee, or they don't have third-party insurers to pay. They do it out of love. They just do it out of compassion. And they're not even the same species that we are. And we call ourselves civilized.
Yeah, it's a sad thing to know that we, as we consider ourselves above other creatures in the world, and we are far from being civilized. We don't know how to cohabitate. We don't know how to live among each other and get along. And so it's a lesson when you see that. It's almost embarrassing to think I'm of something called the human race.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, and we're supposed to, you know, have a communication that's more advanced. But I don't believe that either, because there must be a communication among the creatures. We know there are among the dolphins, but among all creatures,
I believe that
it's much more advanced and telepathic. Telepathic communication exists among the creatures. Well, we're not even evolved to a level of being able to do that. I mean, when we know someone really well, we can kind of, you know, think the same kind of thoughts, or, you know what they're saying sometimes before they say them. But overall, we're not evolved to a level where we all have the telepathic ability that, that the creatures of the world have.
And I think we're grossly insensitive. We're so egocentric. And that's part of, I think, what has happened to the psyche, particularly of these 741 addicts,
yeah.
is that when you sell your soul, you literally sell that part of you, the best part of you, that's connected eternally to love and creator. And this concept of divine communion and interpersonal communion and interpersonal communication is blocked. So you don't get a fellowship. You don't really get a heartfelt, warm, fuzzy association with other human beings. And you have a self-loathing. You've talked about this many times. You have, because you've cut yourself off from the love within you and the love of God, you have this now fractured self that you can't adore because you've given up the best part of you. So this self-loathing gets projected outward to social judgment, condemnation, targeting of others, and pointing fingers. And man, oh man, it's like what a non-life, you know? It's kind of like a non-life.
Yep. It is. It's a sad existence. And you can't love others if you don't love yourself. And learning to love oneself is different for different people. I think that it depends on how you grew up. If you had family members that were very supportive toward you and made you feel very special, I think that you can feel love for yourself. It's easier. But if you have people that said to you, you weren't going to amount to anything, or, you know, you weren't capable of anything, or let's say you wanted an education and they said to you, don't bother getting an education, you're not smart enough, or they said to you, you know, you're not that good looking,
or you're fat, not, or you're ugly,
yeah, exactly,
or you're dumb,
exactly,
and whatever.
Exactly.
All trauma.
And it hurts as a child growing up like that. And then when other people show affection or desire to be with you or say they love you, you look at them and think, oh, well, if this person can love me, then there must be something wrong with this person.
Right.
Because I don't deserve this. And anybody that could love me, because I myself couldn't see me loving me because I don't love me.
So there's something wrong with them and I better reject them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's real psychopathology. That's really active. It's active to some extent. It was active in me for many, many years. And by the grace of the Creator and thanks to largely also you, Sherry, I've been able to see a little bit more of my own challenges in that regard. But it's like, man, we all have these issues.
And I have been able to see mine as well. You know, it's our Mayan. Have you told anybody about our Mayan?
No, I haven't done that. But, you know, I wanted to just share, finish that update about the book of 528. We have now, because the book has been jailed, the book of 528 is virtually imprisoned right now. It's imprisoned in Michigan in a warehouse from Sheridan Books. And the printer that I've worked with for the better part of 15 years has decided, because of the attacks of my ex as well as COINTELPRO, that is essentially what the outcome has become. The book is confiscated. It awaits a judge's determination, which may be years. So we're not going to wait. We found another printer. So for those of you who are awaiting the hardcover copies of the book of 528, we're all going to wait for about 5 weeks, where we'll have another printer print up another supply of that book, and then we'll be able to make it available.
Yeah. But yeah, if anybody was waiting on the book, we have another printer printing it up.
Yes,
so it's
we
gonna,
do.
It's going to be coming.
So that's, again, a part of you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good woman down. And you know, we're, again, I've held from the very beginning, the reason why I've done this whole thing with 528 is because more and more God has blessed me with the prophets and those people who deliver messages that tell me that the 528 frequency is the key to the house of David, prophesied in Revelation 3, 6 through 8 and Book of Isaiah 22:22, where in these end times there is an angel. Like I'm looking at Sherry, she's an angel from the city of Philadelphia that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. And I'm only kidding. I don't believe that Sherry was. She is an angel, but she's not the angel that from the city of Philadelphia, in my humble opinion, that delivered the 528, because I started with this whole concept and being directed in 528 direction back in 1998 with Dr. Joseph Paleo. And by 2003 or thereabouts, 6 years before I met Sherry, I already realized that this is the key that's spoken of in the book of Revelation and book Old Testament Isaiah. So it's just interesting, though, that I'm from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Sherry's from Philadelphia. In fact, that's what's most interesting about our relationship, and that's one of the things that really attracted the two of us together, besides the work in journalism that we do. You know, we have a cultural and even kind of like a Philadelphia commonality, and it's been really refreshing to have that. And at any rate, this 528 is really important because I know that it's of God, and I know that it's such a beautiful understanding about what love is energetically, vibrationally, that is spiritually, the essence of it and the breadth of it and the depth of it and how it is proven mathematically and how we wouldn't even be here without it and how there would be no physical reality whatsoever without 528 frequency. And gee whiz, what a magnificent revelation this is for this time in history. And that's why the proverbial caca is hitting the fan in Dr. Leonard Horowitz's life. You know, they infiltrated, the COINTELPRO did, my family, our community, our office, our businesses, our networks, everything. And you know what? They lost.
They did.
They lost.
They
and
did.
It's the kind of like, no, it's no contest. They never had a chance. It was really stupid. But yet there was a lot of damage done to my own family. And it's been a major challenge for me personally. But you can't keep a good person down, and you can't keep God from having destiny being fulfilled. And that's why it's kind of like this, just like a, you know, Shakespearean play, all the world is a stage. We're all players playing out the musical mathematical matrix here. And some of us are living out a divine destiny that is chosen by God, and we're choosing that rather than resisting it. So that's a great message. Again, I'm sure most of you who are Inside Hour fans, you know, have already looked at that lesson of choosing your destiny, choosing to go with the flow of your blessings, of your anointings, of your special giftings. Where are you resisting? And is it because of this issue that Sherry just raised a couple minutes ago about self-loathing? And if you don't think that you're capable and worthy of being just incredible and making a huge difference in the world and making a huge difference in your life and your family and your community and living out a blessed destiny of service, then there's something not right. You haven't got it yet. And the reality is, what is to get is the fulfillment of communion divine. Like I said, 528 is atonement. It is atonement for oneness, for community, for commonality.
I just want to, you know, make a point to everybody is that, you know, I've said this about you time and time again, that you are somebody who is going to be known in history as a hero, and you are a hero to many people, but forever, you'll be a hero forever. And even after, you know, your time on this spiritual plane is over, you will be known. And even maybe more so than your time here. I mean, you're going to be, I told you, like, known in history as a Nikola Tesla level of, like, whoa, this person came and really changed the face of the planet. And the people that are now coming against you in any way, it'll be a real embarrassment for them, because I believe also even John Lennon, he had many people that tried to come down against him for spreading the word of peace and love to the world. And that's why he wrote about that in a lot of his songs. He talked about, you know, people coming at you and basically, you know, not being Pono or righteous and not living in for peace and love, but living for war. And it's normal that you would have people that would come against you with your passion to show the world this message. It's normal that they would come against you, because when anything is good that's coming, there's always going to be obstacles that are going to try and prevent the message from getting out to the world.
Yeah, I was sharing earlier about how Jesus was so betrayed, you know, it's not unusual what is happening. I'm very grateful. Again, I started the program saying I'm thankful, I'm very humbled, and I'm joyful to know that we are advancing even despite the challenges.
Yes, we are. And that's because we have faith. I believe it's the faith that, you know, so if anybody has a problem with us, they can go talk to our daddy Yeshua about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Bring it up. Bring it up with the boss. Take it to the boss.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us, and we will see you. We'll hear you next week at the same time. Yeah, I would like to do the video again. That would be interesting.
Yeah, we've got one of these days we'll get back into the studio too. We've got a bunch of other things. But again, there's fantastic level one training. Just got up on YouTube yesterday. If you haven't joined the affiliate program, now's a great time, because you're going to get some things that are free that is available now that won't be when we pull the entire training program together. There'll be a purchase package to become an affiliate. Now you can still get in and be grandfathered in. So become an affiliate at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Do support yourself, your health, by going to healthyworldstore.com, buying stuff, and that supports us, keeps us on the air, keeps us doing what we love to do, which is serve Creator and you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
God bless.
God bless you.